First, item number 122.
Request of Kirsten Ware to address council regarding store to door.
Kirsten Ware, welcome.
Kirsten, thank you. Hi.
Kirsten, welcome. You have 3 minutes, and thank you for joining us.
Thanks. I need one of these at work for staff meetings. Kirsten Ware, Executive Director of Store to Door. We're a nonprofit organization. We're volunteer-based. Our vision is that the Portland metro area will be a place where elders and the homebound are able to live nourished, cared for, and with dignity in the setting of their own choice. As a volunteer-based program, our focus is around personalized grocery shopping. What we do is we mobilize over 100 volunteers every week to phone over 300 customers, homebound clients in the Portland area. We ask them how they're doing today, and then we ask them if they have an order. We hand write and transcribe these orders. Each individual order taker is paired directly with the client, knowing them over the course of the years. Shoppers all convene at Fred Meyer Hollywood, and they individually shop each order. And then we have volunteer drivers and some staff drivers that are showing up at Hollywood, picking up the routes and delivering them out. This year we had a record number of 200 deliveries in 1 week. In the last 3 years with our strategic plan, we have increased by 53% in the number of clients that we've served. We've increased volunteer engagement by 43%, and our organization itself has really grown. We've grown in our staff number by 27%. We know that we're barely scratching the surface. Last year, we served 8,322 deliveries in that year, with a cumulative of 536 clients, so week after week receiving groceries. We know that there are 3,500 people in our footprint who could benefit from our service. So Store to Door has a new strategic plan in place. It's going to require a lot more community support, more volunteers to get engaged, and we are looking to double the number of people we serve. We have a great track record here in Portland. We've been serving Portland for 26 years now. We started as a grassroots effort right in Northwest at the stadium store. And we're really excited about the work ahead, the work that we're doing with our partners, with Aging Disability Veterans Services and other social service partners such as Meals on Wheels, Ride Connection, even locations where seniors are coming and they're still able to congregate in community. I just want to emphasize to the commissioners, remind you and many times, you know, our clients are going unnoticed. They're invisible in the community because they physically cannot get out of their homes, with the exception of perhaps for medical appointments. 84% of our clients live alone. The majority of them are low income, and yet they've been contributors to our community. They've made all kinds of contributions, raised families, and worked here. So with that, I'll pass now.
Kirsten, I recently had a very minor medical procedure and was put on antibiotics and a painkiller and told not to drive. So it became very real to me about being by myself at home,
yeah,
on medication, discouraged from driving, and then how do you manage these things, like getting food,
right,
and your prescriptions. For people that are watching us today, how can people help, either through contributing or volunteering or whatever you need?
So we need more volunteers, always. You can find us on our website at www.storetodooroforegon.org. We are supported by contributed income through foundations, individuals, corporations. Companies can get involved. So our call to the community is to help your neighbor and get involved with us.
Thank you very much.
So if somebody volunteers to pick up and deliver, mm-hmm, do they actually walk through the store filling the grocery list?
No, they wouldn't. The shopping is done in a separate sort of effort. So all the shopping is done that morning, and then delivery drivers come in, pick up their routes, and go out into the community to deliver them.
So who does the shopping?
So the picking, the shopping is done by core volunteers, community volunteers. Yeah, so as a volunteer, you can select whether you're interested in order taking and one-on-one relationships with the clients over the telephone, or if you prefer to be part of a larger team shopping down at the store or delivery driving one-to-one, so you know who your clients are, and over many years you can
develop that friendship. You could vary the time commitment from an hour a week to a lot more than that.
There's a lot of flexibility, lots of ways to interact and engage with the organization.
Thank you for your work.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you very much.